This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And you're wondering why I'm just on the side of the picture. We have a full house in the studio lounge. Let's do some interviews before we dive into the topic. Way, way on the end over there is Jim Phillips from Schools First Credit Union. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks
Good.
For having us today.
You are welcome. I'm going to move the mic over there a little bit closer
Hopefully.
So we can pick you up.
Hopefully it'll carry.
It will. It'll pick you up. It'll pick it up. So, and then right in the middle here is Mr. John Ainsworth from
Bonafide.
Good to see you as well, sir. Always good to see you. Especially in, well, this is almost kind of your neck of the woods a little bit, right?
It's getting close,
a little bit south
yeah.
of here.
Yeah, it's close. About an hour away.
Right
nice
on.
Nice warm day. Snowing the other day.
Can you believe that? It was 80 degrees on Thursday.
The next day after that.
What is going on with this world?
And
it's snowing in Pasadena, California.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
The world is upside down.
I have a snow shovel you can borrow if you need it.
No, I'm good. I'll let the sun melt it.
There you go.
So, and then speaking of Virginia, right here is Mr. Chris Sineda from Virginia Credit Union as well. Chris, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good to see you again as well.
GAC. Yeah. It's always good to see fresh faces.
Yeah, what is the buzz in the what's the buzz in the hallways, guys? What are you hearing, Chris?
Well, you know, quite honestly, there's a lot of new sponsors on the floor, which is very, very interesting. Part of CUNA Tech is we go in there and we do a best of show. So just in there talking to our providers and seeing all the good stuff that they're bringing out this year.
There's a lot of it in there for
there's
sure.
There
gets more and more every year, it seems like. John, what are you seeing out there? Because you're always on the cutting edge of FinTech out there. So what are you seeing?
I see the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of similar technologies that we talked about, but there's not a lot of new entrants that are actually using the technologies.
Yeah.
And so, and I've mentioned before, it's interesting that a lot of these collaborations are popping up where you'll see two or three partners mm-hmm. that are actually together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of an interesting trend where you see collaboration and cooperation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Between vendors, yeah, between the, and then they take that collaboration into the credit union and everyone benefits.
It's a little while getting used to, you know.
But it's all right. It's all good. Everybody wins in the end.
Everybody
so,
wins.
Jim, what are you hearing out there amongst the
action-packed
crowds?
There are a lot of people here. There's a lot of vendors here. It's a great conference this year. And the thing I think you see a lot of talk this conference around financials and with the economy changing, what those challenges look like, kind of changed some of the landscape of project starts and investments in different kinds of solutions to help our members in a tough time
mm-hmm.
economically. What we can do to get more penetration of utilization of all of our services. We see those kinds of tools mm-hmm. being very popular. So I think a lot of different kinds of solutions are at the top of everybody's list this
year. Oh, yeah, no
than
doubt.
They have been in prior years.
Yeah, and we won't even bring up ChatGPT, so we'll leave that way over there somewhere in the crazy world.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Exactly. Let's leave that one all by itself. So, John, give us a quick, we're going to talk about Member Pass here, obviously. So,
sure.
Give us a quick, brief little history, because we started out as CU Ledger, and then it iterated into a different items, if you will. So give us a quick one, and then we'll go, because we have a couple of credit unions here that are actually using it. So Chris, you just started, and Jim, you guys have already, it's going at schools first, so we'll talk to you guys about that. But
well, so the tenet's
set the
always
tables.
Been for MemberPass is that kind of decentralized identity or passport, if you would, that could protect me, that could allow me that safe, secure access to my financial transactions. It's always been about how do we protect our members from risk, right? That's been the journey. It's always been the journey.
Yep.
It continues to be. And I think the thing that I've seen, you know, yet again at this conference is that even becomes more ever-present while we're in the digital age. And so that's really MemberPass, and we've had several different flavors. We had a number of customers evolve, and now we have two more coming out. And so I think what I'm still seeing is, you know, fraud's not going to go away. In fact, it's getting worse, and our members are becoming even more brutalized in the digital experience. So the journey continues. I'm glad to have two great partners.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going.
Well, which makes that digital ID aspect of it all that much more vital, that much more important to have set your members at ease, basically, right, Chris?
Indeed. I mean, yeah, you know, we're looking at several use cases, but being able to use something like a member pass to escalate, to make sure you're dealing with the member. and we see it from a, both a security standpoint and an efficiency standpoint. Something like a wire that takes, you know, takes 30 minutes at least sometimes to authenticate, to go back and forth. Is it, you know, call back the member, and with the member pass, you know, you take a 30-minute process and you boil it down.
Crunch
to
it down
minutes.
In a second. Yeah. Okay.
So,
gosh.
So, yeah, and you've got security and you've got efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Jim, what do you see? Because you guys are already yeah. using it. So.
Well,
what are you seeing?
First and foremost, it's about the member experience. And when members call in and they have an easy, simple way to enroll in stepped-up authentication, there's no out-of-wallet questions. We don't have to spend time proving or asking them who they are and doing all of that. We want to know our member, and it makes it more personal.
Mm-hmm.
It drops them into a queue. Immediately, they go right to service, and that's what we're all about. So that's first. Second is fraud, to what Chris said. Fraud in the last 2 years has been a huge challenge as we've seen increases in credential stuffing, account takeovers. We've seen lots of activity with the bad guys trying to get at our members' money.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can secure that highly with this product and make it something that they improves trust and reduces fraud, reduces all of the impact that those account takeovers, closing accounts, having to reissue debit cards as a result, it's a huge win for us.
Yeah.
And so the fraud aspect can't be understated. It's huge.
Is that kind of the main reason why you guys signed up for it? Obviously, there's the convenience factor, the security factor.
It's
so,
really, if you can save...
all of the above.
All of the above, yeah. If you can save 2 minutes off every call and you do 20,000 calls in a week, think of the impact on just cost and the impact on service efficiency. So that's... there are lots of different use cases. To Chris's point, these are just the beginning.
Yeah.
We've got a long list of other things we want to try to apply this new solution to.
Okay,
help
the versatility of Member Pass, John.
Well, it's interesting, too, though. Some of the surprises to me, so obviously preventing fraud from existing services, huge opportunity. But live example, we were in a very prominent credit union, and we were talking through some use cases, and we're like, well, what do you do for wire transfers? Well, they have to go to a branch. This is a very large institution. I'm like, okay, so they physically have to go walk somewhere before they can actually do a digital transaction. And this is a you know, institution that's professing to be very digital. I'm like, well, what do you do for peer-to-peer payment? Zelle, that, we don't enable that because of fraud. So there's services that our members want that they're not getting access to because you don't have a safe, secure method.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, you know, reducing fraud for the existing services, but making sure you can serve the member for what they really want to do as well. You know? It's that combination, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and
the other thing
I'd add is just the way we've approached this allows us a lot of flexibility. So we've embedded Member Pass as part of our mobile app, and it's seamless, it's easy to enroll or unenroll, and the member doesn't see all the back-end part of enrolling in that.
Exactly, that's all.
They immediately get the benefit from it, and then I think they immediately see value for things like push notifications that come to their phone instead of a text. So the member doesn't have to pay for a text. We're not having to pay for a text. It's all part of the app. And it's part of a more current solution that I think we're all getting used to seeing with other apps.
Oh my gosh, of course. It's almost to be expected now,
right?
Yeah.
And I think the real trick is figuring out what those work processes are. What's that work stream, and how do you inject Member Pass into that work stream for those high-value transactions, high-risk transactions? So that, again, the use cases are almost limitless.
Well, what brought you on board? What attracted you to Member Pass? And how are you all going to use it?
It was certainly fraud had a big piece of it. John twisted my arm 3-4 times.
Don't make me my little friend.
It is very much about the member and the member experience.
Yeah.
As Jim said.
Yeah.
Anytime we can. You know, we might be adding a little bit of friction, if you will, but the security around it really outweighs it.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because you added a little bit of security. But I've heard there's been studies out there that people don't mind that little bit of friction when it comes to security. As long as it's not like jumping through 50 hoops, maybe a couple of hoops, that way it kind of gives you that sense of security that I have to like do a little bit of leapfrogging in order to get into this. So I'm really glad you added, because with a lot of this fintech stuff out there, we're all talking about, hey, let's make it frictionless, let's make it seamless, let's make it smooth and easy, which is great. But when it comes to security, a little bit of friction is not too bad. You know, I think there's a comfort factor there.
I equate it to, at least initially, the way we're rolling it out, I equate it to like a TSA pre-check.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to go through a little work up front.
Right.
Perhaps. But then once you get it, it makes things so much easier.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know that you've already been vetted. We know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They've done the background checks. And you can whip through security. That's what we're doing.
I love that. Exactly. You're going to have to use that, John. If you're not already using
it
already.
Will you repeat that again?
Yeah.
We got it on tape. It's okay. I'll send you the recording.
Yeah, yeah. I think one thing I would acknowledge, too, is I think I would encourage credit unions to have conversations with, like, Chris and Jim of how they're thinking about workflow, because they're using a lot of different technologies. So one of the questions we get is, are you a competitor, too?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of cases where these technologies will coexist. And for one part of a workflow or an opportunity, you might use one part of it,
mm-hmm.
voice biometrics.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily compete with in terms of how we're leveraging also biometrics and decentralization, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about what you want the member experience to be in a safe, secure, and fast,
yeah.
and quick fashion. But there's a lot of thought that these guys have been putting in on behalf of the member of design thinking,
mm-hmm.
that VIP, or how do you do something for me faster? So
mm-hmm.
I think the collaboration and I think the dialogue is really helpful. But it's really cool. And of course, you know, me, I'm always into tech, so this I love this stuff.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
Goes without saying. But I'm really excited to see how your credit and your credit are going to use it. I mean, even you said, hey, we got all these other ideas to use it as well. So
yeah.
I can't wait to see what's on the horizon for you.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And anywhere we can ask you for information to prove who you are,
yeah.
we can apply this new tool and simplify and streamline that experience.
Yeah.
Anytime we're worried about a transaction being at higher risk,
mm-hmm.
we can insert this to validate that the member is who they say they are, not a bad guy. So there's just so many aspects to where we can apply that based on that.
And I'm interested about, just real quickly, about how you guys roll this out. How are you going to roll it out to your members? How do you educate your members in using MemberPass and sharing the benefits?
Yeah, there certainly is some education to the process. But I think it's our contact center, our branch folks are great at connecting the dots,
mm-hmm.
Explaining to our membership the value of it. Again, I've seen Jim's implementation, simple little toggle on, toggle off.
Mm-hmm.
So the member's in control,
mm-hmm.
Which is what our members want.
Yep.
They want to be in control of how they use their information. So it's really a reach out, not only from a marketing standpoint, but our staff.
Yep. Yep. Jim,
yeah, we always do a pilot internally with our own people.
Oh, with the staff? Yeah.
Yeah. And we even have volunteers from other credit unions, people we know, that'll participate that are members at Schools First. We roll out a team member pilot first, learn from that, adjust based on the feedback, and then we do a small patrolled rollout in groups. So we like to choose a number, 20,000 for instance, of members. Roll it out, wait, get feedback,
mm-hmm.
make sure that we
mm-hmm.
are comfortable, and then we continue to roll out in phases. And we have included our call center and our frontline branch folks, our training people, from the beginning of this whole project. So they've been involved. They already have created talking points for frontline teams on what the standard typical questions they're
mm-hmm.
going to get are.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to arm them with what kind of questions we know members will ask based on our pilot, based on that feedback,
mm-hmm.
and then we adjust it. And we do a phase rollout. And we pause if we run into any unknown, unplanned issue.
Yeah.
So that's the way we normally do work deployments.
Okay.
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's great that you roll it out with the employees first, because that that also educates them on it, so
right.
they can inform the members. So yeah.
They have to be champions of this just as much as anyone else.
Exactly.
So,
all right, wrapping up here, guys. John, what's next for MemberPass? What's on the horizon here that we
adoption,
can expect?
Adoption and deployment.
Okay.
Adoption and deployment.
Let's get this out there to credit unions, because it's definitely needed. Chris, anything to add here on this? Any final thoughts here before you guys roll it out?
No, it's really, again, about adoption, about member experience. So we're looking forward to getting this thing on the road.
All right. And Jim?
We want to get the excitement started. I want to get the membership excited about something new, something more innovative that we're putting in front of them to improve security for them, to improve convenience for them. And I think that's exciting. Anything you can do to improve service, improve security, and make things happen quicker for our membership is going to be received well.
Yeah, so, and speaking from a membership perspective, when I see my credit union doing things like this, in my mind it's like, okay, they get it.
Yeah.
You know, they get the competition out there. They get that we have to match the retail environment as well, and all that type of stuff is expected now. And that just gives me that much more faith in my financial institution, the credit union in this case. So
yeah.
Good stuff, guys. All righty, gentlemen.
Awesome.
I'm going to let you get back at it because it sounds like you got some work to do.
We do.
Awesome.
Thanks
for
having us.
All right, guys. Be well. Thanks again for the time. Congrats
good to
again.
See you. Good to see you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.